Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Motorway, we're
going
to get to go.
We can get to
M1,
the M1 to
our side. Yeah. Good afternoon, Leicester. How are you doing? Is anyone else cold? Yeah. It's cold, isn't it?
That's the crowd work over with. Hello, everybody. Welcome. We're Pappies, and this is going to be a recording of our podcast, Flatshare Slamdown. Someone's excited. Basically, the way this show normally starts is with what we're calling an unpopular sketch. We're going to try and do things slightly differently. Is we're going to kind of do the little intro to the show, but we're going to do it live in front of you guys, and it should be hopefully a bit less painful. A bit like the introduction I've just given it.
Ready?
Okay. Tom, Ben, I'm calling a house meeting.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew, little shit.
Yeah. Is the house meeting about the fact that the house is suddenly in Leicester when it's normally in London?
No, I wish it were about that. I've made a huge error. I brought our house to Leicester. No, it's actually, I really want...
It's a bit harsh. It's a fine city.
It's a gorgeous city, but it's not the city I choose to live in. Now, I really do want a cup of tea. Could one of you two put the kettle on?
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it either.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flashes
Slamdown! Flashes
Slamdown!
Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown. Absolutely correct. Tom was way out of tune there.
I was harmonising.
Were you?
Flatshare Slamdown.
That wasn't bad, actually.
Thank
you. We'll dub that in afterwards. Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, you're my love, you're my sweetest thing. Don't shy away, don't shy away. Every night makes me hate the days. Can't get enough of your love. Am I wrong? Am I so unkind? Show me the way. Don't turn away. I can't hide all these thoughts in my mind. Every moment I'm just thinking of you. Ooh, ooh, ah, just a kettle bit. Ooh, ah, a kettle that pours. Ooh, ah, just a kettle bit. You know what I'm looking for. Ooh, ah, just a kettle bit. Ooh, ah, a kettle that pours. Ooh, ah, just a kettle bit. I'll give you love you can't ignore. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. We're live from Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival. And while they're under my roof, they will be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hello!
Hello, everyone.
So,
just a kettle bit.
Just a kettle bit, yeah.
Kettle.
You are very lucky because up until this morning it was kettle by kettle, I'd give you everything I ever dreamed of. So, Ben, why don't you have the metal to put on the kettle?
Well, I'm not going to put on the kettle because last time I actually scolded myself really badly. I was like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? You're 34, a podcast isn't a job.
Well, that really cut to the quick, actually, because I'm 36. Tom, why have you gone off the boil?
I don't know how to work a kettle. When I approach a kettle, I realise I'm out of my element. Because kettles have elements.
They do indeed.
Because kettles have elements, Lester.
They do have elements.
Right? What do you think about that?
Well, I think we know what we think about it, Tom. Obviously, you can't put the kettle on all by yourself. It's simply too dangerous. So, who have you brought along with you this week, Tom?
Well, people of Leicester, incredible news. The Jamboree is in trouble. Yeah, you're right. Apparently, we're not doing enough recycling. They said, as a Jamboree, we're just not green enough. So, I invited along...
I guarantee you, that little murmur is the best reaction this show is going to get.
I've really started to perspire because of that reaction.
What we're faced with is an audience who don't really enjoy puns. Now,
have we got a plan?
That's very much our kryptonite.
Have we got a plan B for such a scenario?
We have not got a plan B, no.
Oh, no. Anyway, Please welcome my greenest friend, it's Mr. Matt Green!
Hooray! Oh.
Thank you very much.
There you are, Matt.
Hello.
Welcome on board this sinking ship.
Matt, it's wonderful to have you here. Thanks for
No worries, nice to be here.
What kind of a flatmate are you? Do you have good flatmates, bad flatmates? Are you...
I'm quite a strict flatmate. I've lived with the same person for years and years and years now, my wife. I don't call her my flatmate.
It would be weird.
Except when I'm really angry with her. But I've had loads of bad neighbours. I live in a flat where there's just loads of noise downstairs. We had students who used to have very loud sex. That was a thing, which is...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Problem.
I mean, if your next sentence is, can I have a sleepover? No, at all.
It's tricky though, isn't it? Loud sex. Because for the first couple of times, is it a bit of a turn on?
No.
No. It might be, right?
I mean, might be. When you say it might be, you mean it is for me. Is that what you mean?
Hang on. What, do you know our neighbours?
I am your neighbour. Recognise this? Imagine if that's the worst.
Is that what you say during sex? Recognise this move? It's not in the Kama Sutra.
Ben, who have you brought along with you this week?
I have brought along my very best friend.
Oh, wow.
Sophie Hagen.
Sophie Hagen, everybody.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Did you know you were Ben's best friend?
I thought he didn't like me.
What?
Because of what happened the first time we met.
Okay, let's talk about that. Go on. What happened when you first met? I'd love to know.
Oh, no. I thought you... Matthew and I were at the bar, and we were getting beer.
Absolutely.
Matthew Ledges. Said...
So this is a real story. I thought you were joking.
Oh, no.
What I love is... very nervous.
None of us know how this story goes. So we're at the bar.
So Matthew said, oh, which one do you like? And I said, I don't know, I guess Tom. He said, I meant the beer.
I am like a pimp for Tom and Ben.
Which one of my boys do you like? Heineken or Carlsberg?
I was like, oh, you can get me a discount.
Yeah, which one of my... Oh, dear. Well...
You would have come, like, second.
Like, thank you.
Straight thereafter.
That's what I say to all the girls.
By the way, that's a real kick in the jaffers for me, Sophie. I'm right here, mate. What kind of a flatmate are you, though, Sophie? What kind of a flatmate are you?
I would live with me.
Do you live
because
with me?
Because I think I'm fun to live with. Because I am fun if you follow all the rules that I have. And I'm really strict about them. So I make sure I'm the one finding, like, the house and then asking people to move in so I can be like, but there are rules.
What kind of rules do you apply?
I don't want you to knock my door because I don't like that.
So you just want us to barge in?
No.
Down with that.
That's why you were number one, mate.
No, you send me a text and then I decide... If
what? This is an incredible system.
Do you have flat walkie-talkies? I mean, amazing.
That would, no, because that wouldn't be... You couldn't... No.
Commute
it.
It would
have to be silent, right. So I can eventually, when I feel ready to communicate with people, I could... Oh, now I'm ready. No. No.
That's a brilliant system.
I almost threw someone out of my house because she broke the rules and she was knocking my door and I was like, oh my god, is it an emergency? She was like, no, I just wanted to hang out. And I was like, oh, no. No, you're out. Get out.
Do you want to do the whole show by text?
Oh, I would love that. I would genuinely love that. Or just me.
Good night, everybody. Sophie's going to take over from here.
That's a strong power move there.
That's very good. That's good. Do you know, you're not going to believe this, Tom. I'm looking at my script here. This is going to be a little blast from the past. So we've met our contestants, but let's see which of them will be in their element, because kettles have elements.
Oh, you see.
As we play round one.
The only gunpowder I got is in my cup. Ain't no ass. ass man, cause I like ass am. So say so long, if say long ain't your bag man. I don't care if your car's not appealing, just show some flair with the dots of a G-Lin. And you can join this Russian caravan of love if you say hey to Earl Grey, come and join me bruv.
It takes Lap Sang Su Shang to be in whose gang? Milk two sugars, come sit with me.
Yo Polly, let's get jolly and we'll all have tea.
Polly, put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly, put the kettle on, we'll all have tea.
I mean, we should
not
be
bad
doing
at
that.
All. Yeah. So round one is called teabagging. It's exactly like
inevitable.
It's exactly like the sexual practice of the same name, only absolutely nothing like it. I'll be giving each contestant a series of words and phrases in which each word begins with a T. For example, Tom's triumphant testicles. They have 1 minute to describe these.
I've got a tattoo that says that.
With an arrow?
Yeah. A really long arrow. The tattoo's on my shoulder. Goes all the way down my body.
Says keep going halfway through. So you've got 1 minute to describe these to your partner without using any of the words from the phrase itself. Like I say, it's nothing like the sexual practice. In fact, I'll be deducting points if anyone dangles their balls in the face of another contestant. I'm talking mainly to Clarkie here. Tom, you can go first. Here are your T words. Matt, you are guessing, and your minute starts now.
Like a Swede. Graham Taylor was described as this. It's like a
turnip.
Yes. This is like a frog, but it's bigger.
Toad.
But it's really hard. it's like
tough toad.
Yes. This is if you're at school and the person in charge of your class,
teacher,
was telling you about the bird you eat on Christmas Day.
Turkey.
Using their mouth.
Turkey teacher talking. Talking teacher turkey?
Yeah, nearly.
Another one? Teacher talking turkey?
Yes! Yeah. This is Ike's wife on a bike for two.
Ike's wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Tina? No.
She would cycle past Nutbush city limits on a bicycle made for two.
Okay, tandem.
And let me tell you, she's simply the best.
Tina. Oh, at Ike. Okay, I was thinking David. Anyway. Didn't know that was a person. Tina's tandem.
Well, who?
Tina Turner's tandem.
Yes.
Yeah. That is your time. Oh, well done.
Oh, not bad.
Very
though.
Good. Very good. Well, the audience don't seem to think so. That was your time, and I believe you scored a whopping 4 points there. 4 points to Matt and Tom.
Oh. So much time wasted thinking, what's the name of David Icke's wife? Who was she?
Why would I know that? But they all seem to know it.
So, Ben, your turn. Sophie, you're going to be guessing, and your minute begins now.
He swings to the jungle.
Tarzan.
Yes. Can I have the dink?
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Okay, when you go to a shop and get your suit fitted...
Taylor.
Yes,
Taylor.
But it's a kind of a jumper without the arms.
T-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
Second language. That's my excuse.
It's also a second language
it's like,
as well.
Like an armoured vehicle, but a jumper.
Tank. Oh, tank. Taylor. Taylor tank.
Taylor tank top, yeah.
How do you do half a ding?
Ding. Big hairy spiders, and they are scaring an Asian city.
Taiwan.
Another Asian city.
Tokyo.
Yes!
Tarantulas.
And yes! That is your time. Yeah, yeah. I believe you scored 2 points there. 2 points to Ben and Sophie. Still everything to play for. You can redress the David Icke balance here. Matt, your time begins now.
Sort of like a trumpet, but with a thing that goes... Like
trombone!
Yeah. People who are between 12 and 20 drunk.
Ooh, fair game.
What?
Can we strike that from the record?
Is there any chance can we can...
sorry.
Any chance we can edit that out? Because that's...
What? What was it?
People between 12 and 20. People between 12 and 20. What
teenagers.
They? Yeah, and they're a bit drunk.
Tipsy yeah. Teenagers.
Yeah, all right. So the game that you play with rackets at Wimbledon.
Oh, tennis.
Yeah, and the things you wear on your legs.
Trousers. Twat.
And they've been ripped a bit. So what
torn
would they be?
Yeah. Tennis trousers.
Yeah. Okay, and there's a type of railway thing that goes on a railway. It's a kid's toy.
A train.
Yeah, but the kid's toy.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Mm-hmm, and the thing in his mouth that kind of wiggles around.
His tongue. Thomas the Tank Engine's tongue.
Something
licking
that you do
David
with
David Icke. David Icke.
Very similar to that.
Thomas the Tank Engine's tonsils.
That is your time. I'll give you a half a point for that. It was Thomas the Tank Engine's tongue twisters. But wow. I mean, that was... Right, we can all agree, that was more uncomfortable than when the microphone broke, right? That was... 30 seconds in, that took a dodgy turn, Thomas. I mean, fair game doesn't even start with tea. Sophie, here are yours, and your minute begins now.
Okay, the disgusting part of your feet?
The toes.
The
toenails.
Yep, it's a kind of a fish. It tastes all right, I think.
And tuna.
No, the other one.
And the other one.
Come on.
It's a trout.
Yeah, and it's when you can touch it and it laughs.
Tickling trouts.
Yeah. It's like a boy band. It's a boy band.
Yeah.
That just got back together with really hot lead singer. Okay, so
I'll take that.
Yeah, and then
Gary Ball
on the social media. And you do the social media, and you are.
Come on, mate. We know he's not your taste.
Yes, look at me.
Sorry.
You're doing it on the social media. One of the social media.
Yeah, Twitter.
You are
tweeting. Take that. Take that tweeting.
Yes, and I know two of these words. It's really, really good.
Okay.
I'm afraid that's your time. It's really,
it's
really,
really
good.
It's really, really good.
It's terrific.
Well, at the end of that round, how many points did each team score? Producer Ben.
Ben and Sophie have got 5, and Tom and Matt have got 7.5.
Yeah! Oh. So Tom and Matt are our winners, but neither team is in hot water just yet. We've still got to play round 2, and it's flat games.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Reach Leicester.
I'm all the
that
way
is
to
a
Leicester.
Catchphrase that is travelling the nation.
It's in the Midlands. This week we are playing our version of Buckaroo that we're calling Buck Kazoo. Here's how we play. I'm going to give both teammates a song to play on the kazoo. Now they must play those songs at the same time as each other. Not only do they have to play their own tune, but they have to work out what their teammate is playing, with an extra point if they can tell me what links the two songs. So I am.
And is there a donkey involved at any point?
Apart from yourself, no. I'll be giving points for tunefulness, persistence, multitasking, raspiness, and... So there we go. We'll be starting with Ben and Sophie. Here are your answers and your kazoos. When you're ready, you can both start, and I'll tell you when to stop. Okay, a 1 and a 2 and a go!
This is hard, isn't it?
Keep playing, Sophie. And stop. Okay, wow. Big round of applause there for...
I mean, what are you applauding exactly? Do you know what they...
I was applauding to fill an awkward silence is what I was suggesting. Because I've got them written down in front of me. And still, not a clue. So, we'll start with you, Benedict. What do you think? What do you think? Just go back
well,
to all
I
the songs.
Well, I can tell you right now, I know one of the songs.
Yeah.
Didn't sound
but
like you
not...
did. Sounds like you're having an asthma attack.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, Sophie, do you have any idea what Ben was playing?
I think we should just appreciate how brave I am for doing this when I'm not from here.
Oh, don't play that card.
None of us are from Leicester, mate.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Were you playing it in Danish? Was that the answer?
Yeah, I knew one line of mine and I just repeated that one line.
Ah, well, that might be the key.
Can we snatch points?
No.
Otherwise, there's going to be no points, so I think we have to allow you to.
We think one of the songs was Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
Which one?
Ben's. Oh. So then we're going to say that the link between the songs is water, and Sophie's was something by Wet, Wet, Wet.
Oh, I'm afraid I can only give you 1 point for that. It was, in fact, let's hear Singing in the Rain again, because that was Ben's version of Singing in the Rain. A gorgeous rendition. But Sophie, don't tell us what you're singing. Play it for us again. because there's a good chance you still won't be able to steal that point. Go on, give it a go.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Umbrella.
Oh, Umbrella.
It was Umbrella. Yeah. Absolutely right.
I was going to guess that. And I thought, oh wait, no, I should have guessed it.
You should have guessed it. Fortune favours the bold.
I'm also not sure that was exactly what I did before.
Okay, so Tom and Matt, you're going to play a song together now. Matt, that's yours. Tom, that is yours. Do you know that song?
Yes.
Just about. Okay,
Hi,
that's...
Mate. I wrote it.
Yeah. Is it Fair Game? Or Two Little Boys?
What I like is the more callbacks we do, the less chance Ben, producer, has to edit that bit out. So, 3, 2, 1, off you go. The eye contact that's going on with Tom here.
I've totally lost the tune.
Tom, stop for a second. Let your teammate regain his...
Oh, God.
Let your teammate regain his composure, because by his own admission, he totally lost the tune. A phrase that Sophie Hagen could have used earlier on, but refused to.
Yeah.
Okay, you back in the game?
Not really.
That's the spirit. I'm 3, 2, 1. Off you go.
Can we just call it there? Because
okay, we'll stop it there.
Yeah.
Tom, do you have any idea what Matt was?
No. I literally don't know.
I think it was The Beach by All Saints.
So close.
Pure Shores by All Saints.
Pure Shores, the song
from the movie The Beach.
Yeah.
Is incorrect. Matt, do you have any idea what Tom was playing?
No.
Can I steal?
Oh. Sorry. I think it was good. It was good, but I was so
I'll give you a chance to steal Clarky. Yeah, Matt's really come out in a sweat now. You've got two very sweaty men on Tom's team. Clarky, what do you reckon?
I think Tom's was I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely correct. One very point. Good. Any idea what Matt was playing?
No.
Matt, let's hear a little bit of it.
Okay. I mean, that's all. I literally don't know that song very well. I've got the same problem as Sophie, I think.
I'm going to throw it open to the audience because, again, I've got it written down.
Yes.
Anyone in the audience...
This isn't being recorded, is it?
Think they know? Yeah, I'm afraid it is. Anyone think they know what Matt was playing?
Oh, fuck.
It was, of course, Club Tropicana by... by Wham!
You see...
And, of course, here's how it should have sounded. Five years Matt, time, take it away.
By this time, you'll all be fucking singing it like that. That's how it goes.
Give us another blast of it.
Okay.
Okay, now to finish off, and this is, by the way, I had no idea when we were playing this round what a shitstorm this next bit's going to be, but to finish off, we're going to have a Royal Rumble. That's right, all four of you are going to play different songs. Let's see who can be the... Yeah, oh wow, it's right, Thomas.
Just give us the same song, we'll just all play it differently, that's the thing.
Let's see who can be the first to work out what song the teams were playing and what links them. Okay, does everyone have their songs? Everyone have their kazoos ready?
Yeah.
I'd like you to begin in a one, a two, a one, two, three, go! Keep it going, guys, keep it going.
We're all leaving.
No, not bad. Not bad at all.
Do you think there's a swarm of bees outside?
What the fuck's going on in there?
Was it the sound of a panic attack?
Anyone on either team have any idea what anyone else was playing? I kind of guess that might be the case. Anyone in the audience work out any of the songs? Ferry Across the Mersey. Was anyone playing Ferry Across the Mersey? Sorry, mate. No, it wasn't Ferry Across the Mersey. Well,
should we do them individually very quickly and then see if we can guess the link?
Okay, yeah. Tom, start with you.
Go West.
Go West.
It is okay. Go West. Okay.
I reckon I've got the link.
Do you want to...
That is a bold Only Connect move.
Can I write it down?
I tell you, write it down and I'll give you five points
if it's...
I'll
write it down as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Write it down and give it to me and I'll give you 5 points if you're right. All right, Sophie's in. Are you in, Tom? Tom has drawn a penis on a bit of paper. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Okay, Matt, let's hear yours.
Okay.
Club Tropicana drinks are free, fun and sunshine, there's enough for
everyone. Uptown Girl.
It is, in fact, Uptown Girl. Sophie, what were you playing?
It's Bolero. It's very similar.
Similar key.
Why, fuck you guys.
Ella, Ella, hey, hey,
hey. Okay, I'll do the chorus. How can you not hit a track?
That was actually a very good version. Anyone in the audience know what that was? It was My Way, absolutely right, correct. And finally, yep. Clarky. Downtown, lovely stuff. So let's see, we had directions from Clarky. Yes, absolutely right. 5 points, directions. Oh, it was fairly easy. You said travel, no. So it's five points to each team there for getting that correct. Directions, well done. Producer Ben, at the end of that round, what are the scores looking like?
Ben and Sophie have 13, Tom and Matt have 14 and a half.
Oh, well, that was absolutely kazootiful.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, we're on to the next round, and let's hope we don't have to kettle out of court. It's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef!
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellers to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And this one comes from Sam, who is in the audience. Sam, are you there?
I am.
Sam, I'm going to read out Sam's beef here. My boyfriend makes our baby's bathwater uber luxurious, using all of the bubble bath and tea lights. I don't get that sort of treatment, says Sam. So Ben and Sophie, you're on the side of Sam, and Tom and Matt, you're on the side of the boyfriend and indeed the baby.
AKA best dad in the world.
Well, hang on, that's conjecture. Before we begin... Let's have a quick cross-examination. Now, just Sam, can I ask, is the boyfriend here?
The boyfriend's beside me, yes.
And is the baby here?
The baby's not, no.
Where is
the
baby? He's not in the bath.
No, he's not. I'm having a Radox moment. Okay, so what was the boyfriend's name, by the way?
Paddy.
Lovely to have you here, Paddy. Any
AKA
questions
best
from...
dad in the world.
Yeah.
Conjecture. Before we begin, let's have a quick cross-examination. Any questions from either team? Sophie.
How old is the baby? Because I'll say if it's over 15...
Fair game.
Whoa, notes!
I'm so sorry.
Are you, though?
Remember, that doesn't get you out of it. Just saying.
The baby's six months.
6 months. Oh, proper little baby.
And can I ask, did...
What?
You're a mess,
what would 9 months be just not a proper baby?
Nah, 6 months is real baby.
Oh, properly.
Did Paddy ever used to give you baths like that? Did he used to, when before the baby arrived?
Yeah.
So he's just transferred it to the baby.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Using all of my fancy Lush products and all sorts of things.
He uses like bath bombs and stuff?
Yeah. There was a butter bomb that was on the side and it vanished.
Wow. Apparently the baby needed it. Bombed a baby. Total lick.
That's a tongue twister.
That does make it sound like waterboarding, doesn't it?
Have you asked him to give you the sexy baths, or has it been?
Can we not use sexy? No, can we not use the word sexy for the baths that Paddy's giving his baby? That stick to luxurious,
luxurious
lovely
baths. Have you mentioned this to him, or is this? Are you bringing this up in public first?
I've commented that Marigold seems to be having very luxurious time in the bathroom, but the hints haven't really hit home.
They haven't landed.
So this is the first time I'm confronting you, probably. It's a bit
hang on, there's an argument.
Paddy, what did you want to say about this?
I thought it was just praise.
You thought it was praise? Oh, that's a very luxurious bath you're giving the baby. Yeah. Paddy, women are so hard to read, aren't they? Absolutely right. Finally, somebody's saying it. Thank you, Paddy. What's the baby called, by the way?
Marigold.
Oh, proper little baby name. Any other questions?
Does the baby seem to like care?
Just generally.
I'd say no.
Hopefully that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Sophie Hagen to begin the case for the prosecution. You have exactly 1 minute. Now remember, you are on Sam's side and your time starts now.
Right, I think it's quite easy because basically Sam is a grown-up and it takes quite a long time to become a grown-up depending on how old you are, and that means that
you can't fault that logic.
No, but that means she's been years and years and years in process, no offense, but you know, and so you can't really make another you, whereas what's 6 months really, you know, like you can just cherish what you have because that took a while to create, whereas you can make a new baby, right? It doesn't really, I think we all agree on this one. I'm not saying kill the baby. I'm just saying.
Can I check that is on the record, yeah?
It's just, you know, why? It doesn't remember this part of its life, you know, most people don't remember anything before they were 10, right? That's normal, right?
Five seconds.
Right? Also, I think I'm right.
Perfect. Lovely. Lovely. No one expected that to be the argument. I think we can all agree. Sophie Hagen there, everybody. Sophie Hagen. Well, to begin the case for the defence, I'm now going to call upon Matt Green. Your minute begins now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as far as I can tell, what's happening here is Paddy is being accused of being a great dad. I think that's all that's... I don't really understand what the problem is here, because babies can't make, like, a cool bath for themselves. You wouldn't let them alone with candles, you know, without a bath. But a bath plus candles, that's two deadly situations in one there. But, you know, why isn't Sam just making her own bath, running her own bath, putting the candles out herself? She's a... adult, she can do that, presumably. I think Paddy, I haven't checked, but I'm assuming she can. I feel that Paddy's just being... I feel like he can't win because he's making bath time fun. Surely that's the idea, isn't it? That he's enjoying it. Maybe he's enjoying the candles a bit too much as well, but that's fine. That's his prerogative to enjoy bath time. It's a pretty boring thing, bathing a baby, I assume. You know, he's making it fun for the baby, making it fun for himself, and get another bathroom. That's what I'm saying.
The old double bathroom argument. Matt Green there. So, Sam, how do you think it's going so far?
I think the fact that my fancy bath products are being used on a six-month-old baby is being missed.
Right.
You know, I work hard to...
What do you do for a living?
I run a charity.
Okay.
Ooh,
this is good information here. What charity do you run?
A pedestrian, an education charity based in Leicester.
Okay, so you're a good person. You're helping other people, and you're using that money to.
It's a charity for pedestrians.
Exactly, it affects all of us.
Try and buy them cars.
And you're spending. Can I just say, you're spending
cars,
the charity's. You are spending the charity's money on bath bombs. Is that what you're saying?
Tax loopholes, they're everywhere.
Okay. Everything's a write-off, isn't it? So, you know.
So far, it's kill the baby against get another bathroom.
Yeah.
Just a case summary.
No one knows where to how to vote at this stage, but that's fine because Clarkie's going to step into the fray. Clarkie, you're on the side of Sam, as you know.
Of course.
Was that news to you?
No.
Okay. And your minute to conclude the case for the prosecution begins now.
Poor Sam. Now, here's a lady who's essentially been abandoned by her husband. He used to run her baths. He used to mush up her food. He used to warm her milk.
Can we strike that for the record? Can we strike that for the record, please?
Can we read that back?
That's been struck for the record. There's no...
Poor charitable Sam. Pop your baby in the shower. Marigold's not going to remember. She sounds very waterproof.
Oh, God. He's got a point.
She sounds lovely.
All I'm saying is...
Oh, dear.
Oh, you like that pun? 5 more seconds, Clarkie.
Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, very strong. Very strong close
up. Double killing the baby.
Wow. Okay, well, to conclude the case for the defence, we have Tom. But Tom, are you going to be doing it as yourself this month?
No, I'm going to be calling on my good friend, who is a defence lawyer from the deep south of America, from a... I was going to say Tom Clancy. It's not Tom Clancy,
it's
is it?
George.
No, from a Tom Clancy spy novel.
Oh, really?
No. From a George Grisham novel.
John Grisham.
John Grisham. John Grisham.
We've been doing this podcast.
John's less successful brother.
He writes less good novels than his brother, but he does try.
All the way from a George Grisham novel. Here we go.
It's Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Yes, presiding and indeed providing. Your minute, if you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Fanshawe Standen here providing and presiding over this here case. Hell, I've been looking round the room at you, looking all confused at them there big words they've been using over there. Bathwater. Baby, they be confusing us with jargon. This ain't no case about no jargon. Hell, we don't understand no legal loopholes in Leicester. We are simple folk. Hell, one thing we do understand, childhood. I look around the courtroom today, I remember some of you when you were knee-high to a baby. That's not
what,
even
when you were
as
a baby.
Big as a baby. Hell, Jerry, I remember Jerry Dare crying at football practice. Hell, we can all remember that feeling. No one liked that there football practice, not with Mr. Coach. The name of the coach, Mr. Coach. Hell, you remember. What I remember about Charters coming home. Pappy on the porch, rocking chair. Long day at the coin mill. Milling them coins.
The mint is what you're talking about, right?
Chewing on his mint. Hell, Pappy never give me no damn dear bath. Rub of the head, pinch of the back ear, slap on the thigh. It was a different time. It was a simpler time. Hell, crying out for them dear Paddy. Put me in the bath. Sit me on his knee. Slap in my thigh. No further questions.
Oh, wow! Wowie, Fanshawe standing there.
From the pen of George Grisham.
George Grisham is spinning in his grave right now. As always, I refuse to make any decisions of my own. No, that has to be the job of our Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival audience here at the Firebug here in Leicester. For Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival, sponsored this year by Dave. The home of witty banter and also the sponsors of the Leicester Comedy Festival here in Leicester, brought to you by Dave. So, was that all right, Adnan? Was that okay? Cheers. Just got to get the sponsor's name out. They always said that.
Do you know what Dave's surname is? Grisham.
Really? Incredible. Dave Grisham. So if you think that Ben and Sophie, and therefore Sam, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now.
Strong, okay, so thank you.
Very vocal. But if you think Fanshawe and Matt made the best case, applaud now.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Well, there
no
we go.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tie, isn't it?
Straight down the middle this time, straight down the middle. Well, nearly time for a cuppa, and let me tell you, I'm absolutely spitting feathers, which is a real shame, as there's still one short round and one very long jingle to go. It is the quickfire round, and let's hear that jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. But here's the thing, the jingle takes so long. It's not a very quick jingle.
It takes a long time.
It takes a long enough time to make a cup of tea. At least that's what we think. So tell me, Clarky, how do you like your brew made?
You should really know that by now.
Would you like one lump or two?
Neither, thank you.
Oh, yes, that's right. You don't have any sugar because you're sweet enough, mate.
Ooh, that's fucking light.
Yes, you're sweet enough, mate.
That's not enough water in the kettle.
Okay, I'll level with you. I'm not very good at tea. I'm much more of an ideas man. Like, how about the idea of making a cup of tea as we sing the jingle?
Oh, it's a belter, you'll all agree.
Let's make tea and sing the jingle.
What a coup.
It's pronounced brew. Anyway, the milk is coming.
You gotta finish it.
And so is the quick fire round. So have a good one and answer the questions quickly. Here it is. The quick fire. Stop playing. You're gonna have to stop playing. Fire.
Oh,
it's hot.
It's really hot. Disgusting.
Oh, it's not brewed at all.
Well, there we go, the quickfire round jingle. And I believe,
what?
Tom, yeah, that was the first time that you actually got bored of the jingle yourself before the audience did. Incredible. Now, of course, in this quickfire round.
Ooh, that's the worst cup of tea I've ever had. We brewed it for like 8 seconds.
It was rotten.
But I tell you what's not rotten, and it's the cup of coffee we're now about to make.
No,
no, no, no. I'm only joking. Instead, here it comes, the quick fire. Ah, it's still really hot.
Burn my tongue.
And of course, in this quickfire round, all questions will be kettle-based. But instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Oh, even better.
Is it?
Yeah, let's do kazoos, because I'll definitely be able to recognise who's kazooing. stick with the system we had. So let's. So it's just shout out your name. Ben and Sophie, let's hear that now.
Ben.
Sophie.
Lovely. Tom and Matt.
Matt.
Great. Here are the questions. Off we go. Which Scottish singer loves kettles?
Oh, Tom, the lead singer of T-Ravis?
I've got it. Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. I'll give you a point for that. I was actually looking for Susan Boyle. Why were my fries wet?
Fries?
Why were my fries wet?
Oh,
Ben. No, no. It's very good answer from the audience there. Someone put them in the toilet.
Oh, no, kettle chips.
They were kettle chips. Absolutely right, Clarky. You see, that's how it's played, mate. It's kettle related as opposed to just any answer. You wouldn't think so, but that sort of seems to be the system we use. Anyway, what type of tea is very good at giving suggestions for family-friendly films?
Oh, PG Tips.
Tom is correct. PG, yes, PG Tips. What type of tea is like a tropical cyclone which stops very quickly?
Typhoon.
Points all round for that one. What boiling implement can be alleviated with a dock leaf?
Oh,
nettle tea.
A kettle stink.
It's not called that, is it? But yeah, I mean, go
stinging
on.
A stinging kettle
is absolutely right. What weighty boiling implement is favoured by Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne and Slayer?
Tom. Heavy kettle.
Heavy kettle is correct. What boiling implement could be sprinkled over a bed to create a wonderful, or indeed a bath?
Tom.
If you're,
Ben.
Yeah.
Rose kettle.
Rose kettles is correct, yeah. What boiling implement played Bergerac?
Oh, Tom.
Yes.
John Kettles.
It was John Kettles, yes. What boiling implement was also a Kubrick film about the horrors of war?
Oh, Tom.
Matt, yeah, I'm going to get Matt this one going, yeah?
Full Kettle Jacket.
Full Kettle Jacket is absolutely correct. What do you call a cowboy who illegally steals boiling implements?
Ben? Sophie.
You really threw your team out under the bus there, mate. Go on, Ben. I'm going to have to push you for an answer. What do you call a cowboy who illegally steals boiling implements? Any idea?
A kettle rustler.
A kettle rustler is correct. Matt Green. Which boiling implement played Winston Wolfe in Pulp Fiction?
Matt. Harvey Kettle.
Harvey Kettle is correct. And finally, which boiling implement is the favourite of Ringo Starr, Charlie Watts and Phil Collins?
Oh, the Tom. Kettle drum.
No, it's actually the EGL Copper Diamond Pyramid Kettle with its diamond metallic finish. It's an elegant and efficient addition to any kitchen. Now, those are our questions. That is the end of the quickfire round, which means we have a winner. So, producer Ben, while he's totting up the final scores, is there anything that anyone wishes... You think it's you guys?
Yeah,
you've got a good feeling, yeah? Got a good feeling the way you aced that last round, yeah. Have you got anything you would like to plug? Bearing in mind...
A kettle?
1 point.
Absolutely, we're going to give him an extra point for that because that was what we call a lovely bit of business, Clarky. Sophie, do you have a website where people can find your gigs?
I do have a website. I have several websites.
Okay, talk us through them.
Lads. I have mine, which is sophiehagen.com, but I also have, if you guys like podcasts, which I think you do, I have my own podcast.
Well, they
podcast.
Did before this podcast, I believe.
I don't talk that much in it, so you'll love it. And it's called The Guilty Feminist, but it's funny.
And you also have another podcast as well,
don't
you?
Oh, yeah, I also have my own podcast, but it's not as popular. And it's called Comedians Telling Stuff, and you guys have been on
We've
it.
We've been on it, yeah, it was good fun. Matt Green, have you got a website? Where can people see you?
I have a website. My website is mattgreen.org.
Yeah. Was that a deliberate choice?
No. Or Matt Green Comedy on Twitter and all the rest of it.
Who's got mattgreen.com?
Some prick.
Okay, fair enough. So, if you want to see Pappy's, we're not really gigging. But yeah, Pappy's comedy for all our gigs. Producer Ben, very exciting. Let's find out who is the winner.
Well, it's a bit of a monstering. Ben and Sophie have 16, Tom and Matt have 25 and a half.
Oh!
That's a record!
Come on!
That is incredible. So, Sophie and Ben have to put on the kettle whilst Matt and Tom get to pour that boiling water into a tin bath in which I'll be sitting nude and ready for a scrubbing because I love bath nights. Thanks to our guests, Sophie Hagen and Matt Green. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flash Air Slamdown! Pappy's Flash Air Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Barker, Tom Parry, with special guests Sophie Hagen and Matt Reed. It was debuted by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everybody who came down to see the show. To Adnan Ahmed and all the good folks at the Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival here in Leicester, sponsored by Dave. To Orange Bark, at the British Comedy Guide, to James Pegg Slowey at the Firebug. Oh, and everyone at the Firebug. Leicester for having us. Pappies Flash Air Stand Down is a Fuzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.